Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ah, summer. The garden is growing. Wow, do zucchinis mate? Or maybe you have leftovers about to conduct a science experiment in your refrigerator. Or you're in a pickle with piles of pasta. Why do we make the whole box? Well, help is here, joining us in the studio to talk leftovers. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst. Kathy, welcome.
Hello, Robin.
And leftovers, a special place in your heart, because you've written a whole book about them, right?
I did, in 1991, during the Reagan recession, when leftovers were a topic people really wanted to talk about. And of course, here we are again.
Well, you know, maybe for financial reasons, or also because you just hate to see food just wither and die. And I know you have some thoughts from that book.
Yeah, this is my leftovers book that I wrote in the 90s. I mean, there are terrible statistics. I think Americans culturally waste more than any other nation on earth. So here's how I started my book about leftovers. I did not grow up in a home where leftovers were ingeniously put to use. Whatever we didn't eat was thrown out, or else it reappeared a few days later, hiding beneath a sauce made from canned gravy. Leftovers were boring, unappetizing food. Then, on a trip to France, I learned that it didn't have to be this way. I was in my early 20s, spending a week with a Parisian family. My hosts, like my own family, could afford to eat what they wanted, but they didn't save food in order to stretch their resources. But I watched in amazement as every scrap of food was not only saved, but reused in imaginative ways. Peelings from carrots and leeks went into the stock pot. The hard, stale ends of crusty baguettes were saved for making breadcrumbs and thickening soups. Bits and pieces of cooked fish were transformed into stews laden with garlic and vegetables. And I remember that meal so well, Robin. I remember eating this food and realizing that half of the food was from leftovers from the previous night. And it was brilliant, exciting food. And that's when I realized the possibilities of what we call leftovers.
Well, it's a goal many of us have. You know, you tuck stuff in the fridge and you say you're going to do something with it, but it's harder to get to that. We asked listeners what they did with leftovers. Susan wrote to say she cooks too much rice or other grains on purpose so she can reheat it with leftover vegetables and cheese. You have a variation on that.
The classic is to make a fried rice, but not a greasy, heavy one like you might think of in kind of basic Chinese restaurants. In a bowl before your very eyes here, this is my friend Grace Young's recipe. She's a cookbook author, a Chinese American. This uses everything that was in my garden in abundance right now. There's zucchini in there. There's carrots. There's corn cut off the cob. And this is just leftover long grain rice. And there's garlic scapes. We also had a listener write in about those. These are the curly tops that grow on top of a garlic plant. And they're just bursting with flavor. So I chopped them up and threw them into the wok. And it's you'll see, Robin, there's nothing leftover about this dish. It's just got huge flavor.
This is delicious. So when you say fried rice, what do you mean? What do you do?
You take a wok or a skillet and you add some hot oil. And then I threw some ginger in. And then I threw some of the chopped up garlic scapes or garlic. And then I threw in every vegetable I had left over. And the thing about leftovers is it's highly adaptable. Do you have pea pods from the garden or your farmer's market? Great. Chop those up. Do you have a whole bunch of carrots you don't know what to do with? Throw those in. And then you throw in the leftover rice, a little splash of soy sauce, the corn. That's it.
It's delicious. And by the way, it was Joyce Coleman who asked about these garlic scapes. I'm holding one. It's the most delightful looking thing.
Isn't it cool looking? There are these spirals and they're just bursting with flavor. And if you grow garlic, you know that you have to pinch the garlic scape off or else it steals energy from the garlic bulb developing. So it's a win-win. You get this fabulous flavor in early summer and your garlic grows better.
The other thing that is you just have too much of zucchinis. You've written an essay.
I have written an essay. It's called Zucchini, the Orphan of the Vegetable World, because how many times have you driven down a country road or even a city road and seen a sign,
please
zucchini,
take,
take me. These poor little orphans, nobody wants them. But zucchini have so many possibilities, particularly if you catch them before they become the size of a baseball bat. A zucchini and gingerbread instead of a banana bread, a cold zucchini soup with creme fraiche, just sauteing zucchini, throwing in some vegetable stock, pureeing it. That's it. Just simple, cold, wonderful vegetable-flavored soup. Stuffed zucchini, zucchini pancakes.
Okay.
I could go on.
You can.
So next time you see them for free, grab them.
Herbs. You get so many. And also when you buy them, especially if you're not cooking a lot, They die within days. This like black, awful thing. So what about herbs?
So you bring them home and you use what you need. And then what do you do with the rest? Well, the obvious answer is pesto. But it doesn't have to be basil and Parmesan cheese and pine nuts. Think about cilantro pistachio. Think about tarragon almond. You can really use the basic premise of pesto, which is just grounding up the herb with some good olive oil, a little bit of garlic, and then if you want, adding a nut or cheese. But you can do it with almost any herb. The other thing that I love doing is I put it into old-fashioned ice cube trays.
You mean like the aluminum kind?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be aluminum, but just the little tiny cubes and the little divisional, you know, they're all separated there.
Okay, got it.
So just an ice cube tray. So you have this olive oil and herb puree. Freeze it, pop them out, put them in a bag, and then every time you're cooking, you just throw one of these frozen herb olive oil ice cubes into your skillet, and you have instant fresh flavor from the summer.
Fantastic. Okay. Fruits and berries?
Well, this is prime raspberry. Blackberry season's coming up soon. Blueberries, they're in abundance. Whether you go picking, again, your farmer's market, you have a friend who has a farm, you eat a whole bunch, and then you realize the next day, wow, they're starting to mold already. So what do? I make a syrup, a very simple syrup, it's called. And when I say simple, this is it. 1 cup of water, 1/2 cup of sugar. Boil it. Add 1 cup of berries, whatever you want. Take it off the heat. Let it just infuse. The syrup will turn a gorgeous pink color or blue with the blueberries. I have this right in front of me. This is my raspberry syrup.
Let's see. You've got a wine glass here. It's half filled with ice in this raspberry-looking thingy.
That's the syrup. The raspberry syrup. I'm opening a bottle of plain old seltzer. And I also have a leaf of lemon verbena in there and a few fresh berries. Now, first of all, I'm handing you the most spectacular pink glass. So you can do this with blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. It's just so simple. And you have a homemade soda or instead of the soda, you could add a sparkling wine like Prosecco and you would have this incredible summer cocktail.
Fantastic. So you can just keep that syrup. You can make a big batch of it and then just
It lasts for several weeks in the refrigerator. Or again, you can put it into that ice cube tray, freeze it, and then just pop out this essence of summer berry. Imagine having that in February.
Do you have something like for breads or pastas? What other examples?
Oh, yeah. I always have leftover bread all the time. And, of course, you can make a bread pudding where you want it to get stale. The other thing is to take bread that's just on the stale side and cut them into thin slices, brush it with olive oil, throw it onto your summer grill when you're grilling fish or vegetables or a steak. And then you have this beautiful crostini that suddenly that stale bread, that crunch of it, is something you want. And then you could put thin tomatoes on it. You could add fresh peas to it. There are all kinds of toppings. But instead of thinking of it as old stale bread that has to go into the garbage, you suddenly have a crostini.
And pasta.
Pasta is a big one, too. Cold pasta salads, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I really love taking cold leftover pasta. You could do a pasta salad with really ripe, delicious tomatoes chopped up, fresh basil, cucumbers, olive oil, a squeeze of lemon juice. What you want to do with leftover food is introduce really fresh, vibrant flavors so that there's nothing old about it. It all feels new and exciting again. And in summer, it's just so easy. I mean, everything's ripe. Everything's out there. So you take your leftover, you add 2 or 3 fresh garden ingredients, and you've got something brand new.
Cook it once and spread it out a little bit.
There you go. Wow, sounds like a motto.
Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst. To see all these terrific recipes and ideas, to read her essay on the zucchini or an excerpt from her leftovers book, go to herenow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin. Enjoy.